Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning.
New findings about plastic in the ocean. I can't tell if it's good news or not so good news.
Well, that's sort of the question about this study. Now, no doubt you've heard about the Great Pacific Garbage Dump. Now it seems there's the Great Pacific Garbage Dump mystery. A new survey found 99% less ocean plastic than researchers expected to document. There's also speculation now that the plastic bits may be finding their way into the bellies of fish and possibly ours. We called the Inouye Center for Microbial Oceanography Research and Education at the University of Hawaii. David Carl is the center's director, and he's here with his read of the study. Good morning. Thanks for coming in, Dave.
Well, good morning, Beth Ann.
Looking at this study, which is pretty extensive, leaving Spain, virtually going around the world, checking the ocean at various points, was it somewhat a red herring, but the idea of looking for as much plastic as we thought would be there, or was that simply because we'd only checked the ocean in specific spots where there was so much plastic?
Yeah, this is a real problem with the plastic pollution on the planet, Beth Ann. We estimate how much plastic is going into the ocean from measurements that are made in coastal environments and by the production rate of plastic worldwide. And those estimates have a large uncertainty in them. We then go to areas like the Great Pacific Plastic Patch and the North Pacific Gyre and gyres elsewhere around the world, the five major gyres, and we actually witness large accumulations of plastic. So this gives us some confidence in our previous estimates of the flux to the ocean. However, we really don't have good aerial coverage, direct observations around the world, and that's what this study has done. This team of international scientists led by scientists from Spain, Portugal, Australia, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Chile, and elsewhere took a research vessel and went all the way around the world visiting the major gyres as well as areas outside the gyre. And when they integrated their results globally, they concluded that we may have been overestimating the amount of plastic in the ocean by nearly 100-fold.
Despite the fact that we know that we produce about 300 million tons annually.
We produce a huge amount of plastic, and that production rate is going up every year, and the amount going into the ocean is presumably going up every year.
So that sort of brings back to us to the initial question of, so what happened to all this? I mean, we know it's not going to simply just disappear. It's fragmenting, but at such a rate that we can't really comprehend it yet?
Yeah, well, this study actually had a few thoughts on this and presented a few working hypotheses as to why there might be less plastic than we had previously thought. Of course, the amount of plastic at any one time is a balance between the amount that's coming into the ocean and the amount that's going out of the ocean. Up until this study, we really didn't think much about the sink for plastic. Where does the ocean dump its plastic? Is there a long-term sink in the deep sea or somewhere else? And what they showed is that the plastic is fragmenting into very small pieces, around 1 millimeter in size, maybe the size of the head of a straight pin. And these 1 millimeter size particles seem to be disappearing. And they presented a working hypothesis that perhaps small zooplankton were eating these plastic particles, larger fish were eating those zooplankton, and so on up the food web.
As that theory goes, that would say that maybe it's winding up perhaps with us. Is that too much of a stretch? Are these things, in fact, recycling into the ocean?
Yeah, it's not impossible to think that the plastic is being concentrated up the food web. Of course, the larger you go up the food web, the fewer number of fish you have and the fewer number of top predators. It's unlikely that the plastic is being incorporated into their tissue. More likely, it's in their intestinal tracts, much like the problem with seabirds. This is potentially a problem. It's something that really needs to be looked at more carefully, and that's why this study appeared in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, a very high-profile scientific journal, to bring it to the general public and to the scientific community at large.
You helped to edit some of this, and as you were going through and looking at it, you must be asking yourself the same question that everyone is. Okay, so let's say it's moving through the gut of some of these animals. what happens then? Is it just simply sinking back into the ocean and not being recycled? Are other animals eating it? What's happening to it, and what happens as we put more and more into the ocean, if in fact we do that?
Yeah, this is the big question. Mare incognita, the mystery of the sea. It's conceivable that this plastic, microplastic at this point, 1 millimeter in size and smaller, is being incorporated into the feces of the organisms, or maybe as the organisms die themselves, their bodies being transported to the deep sea. It's unclear exactly where the plastic would go once it gets into the deep sea. It still is buoyant. It's less dense than seawater. So even if it worked its way into the deep sea as a much larger, denser particle, once it's released as the microplastic, it would then float around the world's oceans and eventually make its way back up to the zone of constant density, perhaps the sea surface.
The bottom line is nothing goes away. I mean, it's going to be there. Whatever's put in there is going to stay there. But given the fact that this study has received so much attention with the idea that, well, there's a lot less plastic than we thought, what's your biggest fear about having a message like that out there?
Well, it's terrible. Dilution is not the solution to pollution. As we used to say in the 1960s, the ocean is not a big garbage dump. The fact that there is 100 times less plastic in the global ocean is going to, I think, send the wrong message to people who are trying very hard to clean up the ocean. This is going to be yet another challenge and a hurdle for them to get over.
What about its impact on other conservation groups as they're trying to put out a very different message to the rest of us?
Yeah, it's the same thing as the climate change issues. There are climate change deniers. There will be pollution deniers, and people will say plastic is not an issue, just like global warming is not an issue. These are false statements, of course. We need to bring more science into society. We need to educate the people. Our voters, these are the people that make the big decisions in society.
What do you see as the next step after this study?
Well, the next step, I think, is to do some controlled experiments, either in the laboratory or in large enclosures in the real world, in the ocean. Hawaii is perfectly situated for this. We have marine laboratories, and we have research vessels, and we in Seymour and in the new SCOPE program hope to get working on this very quickly.
Keep us posted. We want to know.
I'll be pleased to come back anytime.
Thanks very much, Dave. Dave Carl is the director of the Inouye Center for Microbial Oceanography Research and Education at the University of Hawaii. He's the co-director of the Simons Collaboration on Ocean Processes and Ecology.